Chapter 2. The Early Days. In the early days, everything is improvised. Improvisation is an art. The cottage in its present state is livable, is unbearable. I cook on an open fire and string up a hammock at night, swaying back and forth in the dark. Watching the moon make sense of the fog and spiders knitting their webs between the limbs and twigs of the cork tree and the sick, sappy pines. Rolled in swaddling, swinging this way and that, back and forth between things done and things to do. Whoever could have imagined nights so long? Who? In the morning, I remind myself, I will take the furniture out of the cottage, the broken chairs, the infirm bed frames, the mattresses worn thin on dead-end dreams and sleepless nights, the boxes filled with yesterday's spoons and other random things kept for long-gone tomorrows. I will put it all in a pile. At night, I will douse it in petrol and set it alight. Sit in a rocking chair. There must be one here somewhere. In the bonfire glow, I will pluck strategic notes from my banjo and set them winging off into the night, bewildering boars, badgers, and bats alike.